to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
For those coming home for Christmas, welcome back. For those who can't, we are thinking of you. Togetherness is the greatest gift of all. Let's make this holiday one to remember together.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where it is time now for our update on the news from ABC, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione fights extradition to New York City, he is being hailed on the internet by some as a folk hero. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the murder of UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson.
Google has now removed a flood of negative reviews posted for a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee there tipped off police about Mangione's location. People are also now selling mugs and shirts that say deny, defend, and depose. The words police say were found on bullets at the crime scene, matching the title of a book on why insurance companies don't pay claims. Some sites quick to remove the merchandise sympathetic to Mangione, concerned about glorifying violence.
Mangione held without bail in Pennsylvania. The Franklin fire in Southern California calming somewhat as Santa Ana winds around Malibu calmed down just a little bit. Following the fall of Bashar Assad's government over the weekend, Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes in Syria, targeting many of the country's military installations. This is ABC News. The merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons is on hold after two judges halted the proposed $24 billion deal.
Kroger and Albertsons claim they need to join forces to better compete with Walmart, Amazon, and Costco. The companies can appeal the judges' rulings, but the cost of keeping the deal together could be challenging. Grocery prices in October finally fell for the first time in 4 years. But just last week, Walmart CEO predicted higher prices at the start of next year, saying eggs and dairy are currently driving food inflation. And although they could come back down, he warned processed food prices likely won't drop much in 2025.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In this season of giving, Amazon is making it a little easier for customers to express gratitude. Owners of Amazon's Alexa device can simply say, "Alexa, thank my driver," to gift $5 to their delivery order at no cost or charge to the customer. The promotion was launched on December 4th. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win contest is underway for another day, and we'll give you another word that can make you a winner and get you entered into the contest, which can get you some hourly prizes, some cash, some overnight stays, and also be eligible for the grand prize. And here is the word you need this hour, this day. The word is bells, B-E-L-L-S, bells. You have until 8 o'clock to get that texted in to be a part of the contest. Now, you can text it to 608-647-4155. Yeah, that'll work as a text line as well. You can also, of course, download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send that in. Again, this hour's word is bells.
It's magic and memories.
Magic and memories.
Wonders and wishes.
Wonders and
when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Christmas is not always happy for everyone. It can be downright sad for many. A time of aloneness that can be suffered but never explained. I remember quite a few sad Christmases. Hindsight, of course, is a great teacher, and in looking back, I find that the sad Christmases were probably the most meaningful. There were no thoughts of personal gifts or a special tree or a family gathering. It was a time of being alone, not necessarily by choice, but by circumstance. In looking back, those Christmases hold a special meaning because it was the discovery of the heart of Christmas that went deep within my being. No trappings, just the thought of a lonely, forlorn couple sheltered in a cold cave where domesticated beasts were housed, and a child born and laid in a feeding trough for animals. The first Christmas was a very lonely Christmas. It was a real Christmas, just as many were and are for those without. Because Christmas in those times finds a place within and makes way for the joyous Christmases yet to come. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory, a simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas. From the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Wood Lux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Wood Lux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Wood Lux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Wood Lux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
For today, a high of 24, anywhere between a dusting to a half inch of snow possible. West to northwest winds, 12 to 25 by this afternoon. Breezy and bitter cold tonight, a low of negative 2, 15 to 20 below wind chills. Thursday, 11, Thursday night clear and frigid and negative 2, 25 Friday. Here's the latest on Friday night. They've been scaring us for the last couple of days, but the latest is a 50% chance of a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain developing late Friday night going into Saturday. So it looks like it's more typically into Saturday, and then we could see 1 to 2 inches of slushy snow accumulation on Saturday with a high of 37. Sunday's high just 42. Right now in the Wirtz floor at home thermometer, we're at 20 degrees. Well, even though it's not officially winter, winter is here, and it's going to be really chilly. So bundle up, especially tonight and tomorrow morning.
Sleigh bells ring and I'm listening, but I'm turning and twisting, 'cause I'm itching up here and I'm scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear. Now the front is all battered and the back is all tattered. When I'm cold to the core, I crawl through the trapdoor and look into my winter underwear. Well, I can bear the winter snows or breezes. I am so warm, I just don't give a hoot. I put on all the stockings I can locate, and I wear 2 pairs of pants fit my suit. But then I start to perspire, and it sets me on fire, 'cause I'm itching up here, scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear. Winter snow is white and glistening, but I'm turning and twisting. I got to scratch a little here, scratch a little there, walking in my winter underwear. I put my bathing suit away in mothballs, and I got to stuck to snowballs. When I can't scratch my back, I throw myself out of whack, walking in my winter underwear. Rain and snow and ice, I do not worry. When the winter comes, I do not give a hoot. My coat and hat and earmuffs keep me cozy, and I wear 2 pairs of trousers with my suit. But when it comes to other clothing, well, the thing that I am loathing is when my face turns blue, in portions I go through, walking in my winter underwear. Walking in my winter underwear.
There you go. That is Jimmy Jensen, the Swinging Swede, and walking in my winter underwear. There you go. And the only good thing about when it gets colder and walking in the winter underwear is the fact that maybe Hank will finally get off the Speedo kick, you know? Anyway, 7:14 will play Fact or Hanko in a few minutes. Here's a neat one from Kane Brown, his latest. It's called Backseat Driver on FM 100.9.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like." One coffee and a little bitty orange juice.
At the Creative Outlet, we are keeping you creative with craft supplies that you want to use.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet.
Would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright.
Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
you wanna be my baby tonight?
John Michael Montgomery on WRCO. Light snow continues. A little white on the parking lot today and on our windshields. And, oh, yes, we've had, I think this is the first of the season, a phone call right about now. And someone says, is there a school today? And yes, there is. It's an on-time morning here, by the way.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We 4R1, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Wurtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WurtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wurtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and breadback cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, Mr. Young Man.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Not too bad. Not too many people have called me that recently. Young man.
Well, you know what? It's Christmas. I'm trying to butter up the old boss.
Butter
maybe
up.
I get two cans of Spam.
Maybe two cans of Spam, or I'm thinking they won't sell dollar gift certificates at the dollar store. I don't know why.
Well, everything costs $1.25 now.
Well, they won't even sell that. So, really? No.
Huh. You know what? Your heart is so thoughtful.
What do you do, Hank?
I get squeezable peanut butter. Love that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Squeezable peanut butter.
Have you seen that?
I've not tried that.
Oh, no. My God. Yeah, squeezable peanut butter and a... I'll put that on my animal crackers. I mean, if I was going to do anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
You never seen squeezable peanut
butter?
Does
that make it easier?
Is that yeah. There's no mess.
Is that what you brush your teeth with then?
Well, you could just.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Love squeezable peanut butter.
I like peanut butter.
I do, too.
I really do.
I do, too. But you can't get the chunk in the squeezable, though, Phil.
You can't?
No, I couldn't find it.
It wouldn't come out very well, right?
No, it probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. Squeezable. Anyway, you had a good game last night.
We did.
Good
we
for
did.
You.
You were home and sleeping before I was
I was. I was in, where was I? Was in Waseca. I had Lafarge at Waseca. Good ball game.
Yeah, good ball game.
So.
Yeah. Ours was close throughout. But, sometimes my home games, I'm home later than I am when I'm on the road.
Well.
That was the case last night.
Hands off. Hands off.
Yeah. Don't foul.
Straight up.
Don't
straight
foul.
Up. I know.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, that's it's so easy to sit in the stands and see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always said, you know, somebody shooting about 10% from the floor, let them shoot till they make it instead of hacking. You know,
right.
But that's, you know, kind of the way it is. It's, I guess it's instinct, right?
Right. Well, yeah, without question.
Go slapping or chopping.
Yep. Yep. So, but anyway, tonight you have a night off.
I do.
What is the plans for Phil's
the
night
plan,
off?
The plan? Let me see.
Can you get your car in the garage?
Oh, yeah, right. I've got it cleaned enough where I can get the front wheels in, so protect my
Have you just pushed everything up with the car?
I took the Mighty Alice and I drove it into the wall as far as I could.
Oh, that a boy.
Yeah,
that a
spun
boy.
The wheels a couple times.
Good for you.
That's as far as I can go.
You know what? You're always making June proud, aren't you?
Well, I am.
You're always making her proud.
Trophy husband.
Yeah, she's you know, what trophy in the hell did she win, you know? Sorry, June.
Oh, yes.
Hey, do the Packers play Sunday now?
Sunday night.
Yeah, well, they play Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the last two Sundays, we haven't had them on.
No, we haven't.
So
they're getting all the prime time games.
They really are. But I hate Thursday games.
Oh, Thursdays are the worst.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's what really irks me. So didn't the Packers play at 3:25 the Sunday before?
I'm trying to think. I believe so, yeah.
So why are they making them play at 3:25? And then turn around and play on Thursday night. If anything, make them play at least noon. Mm-hmm. People don't understand how bad that your body gets beat up, even in basketball.
Right.
I mean, for a game, for a day rest, or I mean, a day rest is huge.
Uh huh. Right. Well, it's dictated by TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
And there are flex games coming up there. I would mm-hmm. presume.
I'm sure we'll get a Saturday
game with. Well, I don't know. We'll see. The Vikings game, I think I heard, was going to be possibly moved to 3:25.
Mm.
The last game against the Bears may not. It's a noon, right now scheduled for noon, last week of the season.
It's actually going to depend on what the Packers are up to.
Right.
If they're when they're in, if they're not, you know, it very well could be. So, but I honestly like Black Friday football game. I really did. I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I played it like at 1 or 2 o'clock, so I really enjoyed that. So, if they could have another one, that would... That's my Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
So.
No, I'm a Sunday at noon, man.
Well, then you're asleep by 12:05.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
What do you do, Hank?
Well, Hank or facto, buddy?
All right.
Let's see here. Which one are you? As of December 2022, all 46 U.S. presidents had surnames beginning with all, but five of the 26 letters in the alphabet. First of all, I thought there were only 26 or 25 letters.
Right. You had trouble with why.
I don't know why.
Why? I'll say that's true.
No, it's crap.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Hanko.
Oh, no.
D, I, Q, S, V, X, and Y, and Z are 8 letters, and they have not been used by any U.S. presidents in their surnames.
Oh, okay. Learning something every day.
As of December of 2022, Betsy Ross, the famous American flag maker, is the only real person ever decrypted on a Pez candy dispenser.
Wow. Real person.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
It's really not true. It's a bunch of Hanko. We can dispense with that humor. Betsy Ross was the only one, was one of the first to be decrypted, but the list has expanded.
Oh, okay. First. I guess that's right. I have Kiss Pez dispensers at home.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess technically they're playing somebody, but they are real people.
If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah, the Kiss Band Pez dispensers.
Yeah. I have the Snoopy Pez dispenser.
He's not a real person, I don't think. Although he fought the Red Baron.
One of my best songs ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he's not real?
Snoopy?
Yeah.
Well, he's a dog.
But he's not real?
Well, I don't think so.
We can sit here and discuss this all day. In the classic 1990 Christmas movie Home Alone, Kevin pays $19.83 for a basket of groceries, which cost $124.60 in 2022. Is that Hanko or crap?
It's got to be true.
No.
I'm just striking out here this morning.
The total calculated at Walmart, this is a Walmart, in 2020 would cost $57.79. Despite the high cost of living, it remains popular.
Oh, okay. Wow.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Three camels escaped a nativity scene in Brisbane, Austria on Christmas of 2022, causing traffic chaos.
I think that's got to be true.
It's got to be true.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Sounds like they couldn't find any wise men at the church, so they went looking elsewhere.
That was in Australia, by the way.
Australia. What did I say?
I think you said Austria.
I couldn't see the L. But anyway, the 2010 study conducted by Facebook found that Christmas Day had the fewest number of relationship breakups.
Hmm. I could ask you about that, but...
Please don't ask me.
I will say that's got to be fact.
It is a fact.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Jim Carrey was trained by a CIA torture expert to survive the Grinch makeup session for the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Well, I know it was pretty grueling. I'm going to say that's fact.
It is fact. Oh, bleeding hearts of the world, unite. One more, buddy.
All right.
Oh, look, here you go. There's your some pages.
Oh, that's blank.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two blank pages. You can have those, buddy.
All right.
Thank you. The season-long Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, released in 1958, was recorded by a 13-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know?
Brenda Lee.
Yeah. You already knew that.
Brenda Lee. Well, yeah, I did know that. I think she was in... the news here, it says she remembers the air conditioner on blast and holiday decorations when she recorded it at 13. She celebrates her 80th birthday today.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brenda Lee.
Happy birthday.
All right.
But anyway.
Is that all you know?
That's it. Okay. My other pages are blank.
All right.
So, time for a new calendar.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, it's filler.
So.
Okay. So anyway. So maybe put that on your Christmas list.
Apparently the station's not buying them again this year.
The calendar?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
I imagine that. So I'm going to actually have to do some work then.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you can take some days off when you're making the calendar.
Maybe. My goodness, boy, it's getting deep in here.
Yep.
Phil, I got to go. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Juliet State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Again, to get in on the Civic Media Grown-Up List Text to Win contest, you can text the word BELLS, B-E-L-L-S, BELLS. This hour's word, you have until 8 o'clock to get that in to be a part of the hourly drawings and the grand prize drawings during the next week or so. And again, you can text that to 608-647-4155 or download the Civic Media app as well and find WRCO. This day in history, 1946, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF, was first established. President Carter signed legislation creating a $1.6 billion environmental superfund to pay for cleaning up hazardous chemical spills and toxic waste. The year was 1980. On this day in history, celebrity birthdays include actress Rita Moreno, who is 93, and former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, 81. As you mentioned, singer Brenda Lee turns 80. Birthdays and anniversaries on the local scene will be coming up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, John Banker. Have a great day. Love, Mom. To Sienna Whedon from St. Mary's School. Erica Kronk, have a happy 40th. We love you from Mom and Kevin. To Erica Kronk, have a great day today. Also to Kaylee Schultz, love Jared, Ashley, Paige, Shayla, and Brennan. Happy 19th, Kayla. Kaylee, that is, Kaylee Schultz. We hope your day is as special as you are. Enjoy your last day of being a teenager. We love you from Mom, Dan, Kyler, Alex, Tucker, and Ruby. And to Kaylee Schultz, have a great day today from all your family and friends. Wishes to Sienna Whedon from St. Mary's School, as mentioned today. Happy birthday wishes going out today for the birthday of Arden Olson from Five Points Church. Have a great day today, Arden, on your special day. Happy wishes to Nicole Ewing from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Brooke Stephen, love from Mom and Terry. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Kaylee Schultz, Arden Olson, Erica Kronk, along with Shelley Juno, and Jenna Martin. Happy birthday, Shelley Dobbs, from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Alice Bone, to Renee Hatch, Ed Keller, and also today to Adelie Portwine. Happy anniversary to Zachary and Aaron Zebarth, celebrating an anniversary today. Greetings going out for the anniversary of Bill and Nancy Ewalt from Blue River United Methodist Church. Happy birthday today as well to Arden Olson, as mentioned, from Five Points Lutheran Church, and also today to my husband Arden from your wife, Janet.
This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and this is your friendly Christmas reminder that we are here for you. We currently have the largest Christmas selection we've ever had. Don't let Amanda's fancy-dancy window display fool you. We have price points for every shopper. Does she like big bling, but you already spent your budget? Maybe lab diamonds are for you. Thinking about asking her the big question? Maybe she would like a rose gold engagement ring. Are her ears a little less sparklier than her personality? Some diamond studs will make her smile. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, the finest jeweler with even finer smiles.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Thank you so much for joining us and supporting local radio. We appreciate that. You can track a cat out there now. It's another snowfall. Only 31 to go.
Now the sun can seal his kiss. Every summer day we'll love like this. When the snow is on the roses, when the bluebirds fall away, in my arms we'll both remember all the
Johnny James on WRCO. Phil Nee wishing you the best. On a Wednesday, the news is next.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a snowy 19 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly cloudy and chilly with scattered snow showers. A dusting to a half inch is possible, turning blustery by this afternoon with a high of 24. West to northwest winds increasing to 12 to 25 miles per hour by this afternoon. Breezy and bitter cold tonight, maybe some flurries early this evening, then partly cloudy. Wind chills as low as 15 to 20 below zero. Our low tonight of 2 below with northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 19 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch announced at last night's county board meeting that it would be her last meeting. She will be stepping down as administrator effective next month. The county board was also faced with appointing a county treasurer. Former treasurer Jeffrey Even had filed for candidacy for the November election before accepting a job in Platteville. He was unable to remove his name from the ballot because it was past the deadline for removal. As a result, his name was the only one on the ballot for treasurer, and he was declared the winner. At the time of his departure, the board had appointed Ashley Mott to fill his term. After winning the latest election, Jeffrey Even had to submit a letter to inform the board he did not wish to fill it. As a result, the board appointed Ashley Mott to continue as the county treasurer. Richland County employees will be getting a raise. The board approved a new county wage scale. Some may see more of an increase than others to help balance the scales for those who have been underpaid. It was also reported that several buildings not in use at the campus will have the water shut off and the heat turned way down to conserve energy and cut costs. Pesch also noted that they are working on a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for use of the gymnasium at the campus. A public hearing on the 2025 budget for the City of Richland Center was held last night by the Common Council of the City of Richland Center. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented accomplishments from 2024 and the needs of 2025. The proposed budget shows $10,195,587 in revenue and $10,734,882 in expenditures, leaving a deficit of $539,295. As a result, funding from the fund balance will be used to fund one-time capital outlay projects. A property tax in the amount of $2.3 million to fund the expenses of city government as contained in the 2025 budget summary was approved to levy on all taxable property in the City of Richland Center. This means that the mill rate will go from $9.04 to $9.22. While the mill rate is increasing, the net mill rate is decreasing from $29.67 to $28.94, which means the residents of the city should see a decrease in the city portion of their taxes. Governors and lawmakers in Republican-led states are rolling out plans that could aid President-elect Donald Trump's effort to deport millions of people living in the U.S. illegally. A growing number of states are proposing legislation to give local law officers the power to arrest people in the country illegally. Other legislation filed ahead of next year's sessions would require law enforcement agencies to notify federal immigration officials when they take someone into custody who is in the country illegally. This is even if the charges are unrelated to their immigration status. Some Democratic-led states already are talking about how to resist some of Trump's immigration policies. Pro-Palestinian protesters who disrupted a University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting last week will be cited. According to UW-Madison police, all 19 individuals arrested will receive a citation for violating a policy on intentionally creating noise that unreasonably interfered with sponsored or authorized activity. One protester is getting an additional citation for spitting on food inside the meeting room. UW police officers warned the group to stop disrupting the meeting, but they refused and continued before being arrested. Eight protesters were affiliated with UW-Madison. Two were UW-Madison alumni, four were affiliated with UW-Milwaukee, and five had no UW affiliation. UW La Crosse is adding two news majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering, physics, and data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical four-year degrees. According to UWL, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civil, optical, and materials engineering. The new data science major is designed to help address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The two new majors were approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting last week. A closed hospital in western Wisconsin may be temporarily reopened. This past March, Hospital Sisters Health System closed St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, along with Cooperative Sacred Heart Hospitals in Eau Claire. Now, members of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative have signed a letter of intent with HSHS to explore the feasibility of buying and reopening the 102-bed Chippewa Falls Hospital. If the co-op determines the building is ready to be reopened, it would be meant to provide health care for the area's residents until the co-op's new community hospital in Lake Halley opens in 2027. St. Joseph's could reopen as early as next fall if that proves financially feasible. The teen who allegedly assaulted and killed Lily Peters was in court Tuesday. The 16-year-old, identified as CPB in court documents, stood mute at his arraignment in Chippewa County Court. Not guilty pleas to intentional homicide, sexual assault, and child sexual assault were entered on his behalf. The teen is accused of assaulting and killing the 12-year-old girl in April of 2022, then hiding her body. Police say CPB allegedly admitted to the attack, saying he wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone. The case is being held in adult court, despite a long effort by the boy's attorneys to keep it in juvenile court. Online records show a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning and left behind a wife and three children to go to Eastern Europe is in a Wisconsin jail. The Victim Information and Notification Everyday System website shows Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail Tuesday afternoon. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that a news conference would be held today to update the Borgwart case. The Post said no further information would be provided until then. Sheriff Mark Podal previously said Borgwart began communicating with authorities November 11th after he had been missing for 3 months, but that he hadn't committed to returning home. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and Auxiliary will be conducting their annual Christmas collection today from 9 to 3 at the Richland County Bank. The items collected for local veterans meet their individual needs and wants and make a great Christmas present. A variety of new items as well as monetary donations will be accepted. Items include shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for both men and women, body lotion, snacks and sweets, playing cards and puzzles, stamps, clothing, and shoes. No used items will be accepted. Checks should be made out to VFW Post 2267 Christmas Fund. Please secure your donated items in sturdy boxes or bags.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner, and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon Charbroil, Blackstone Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Wednesday, December 11th. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died November 26th. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet this morning from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held at the Cottonwood Supper Club in Fenimore. Memorials may be made to the family or Grace Hospice. Joanne Elizabeth Tracy, 89, of Boscobel. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare, Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Kenneth H. Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with the local military honors unit will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with arrangements for Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Luigi Mangione, still in jail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The man accused of gunning down the head of United Healthcare last week in New York City is fighting extradition and is being held without bail. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Pennsylvania has been investigating the 26-year-old's online posts.
Since some of Mangione...